The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Hebrews 4:12-13. How do you divide soul from spirit, joint from marrow? God's word must get at us on a cellular level, deep down into the core of us, where we cannot hide. We are all only who we are in front of God. Adam and Eve hid themselves because they were afraid to be naked before God. They were afraid of what he would see. But God knows us. He knows who we are. God knows our weaknesses and failings and doesn't hold them against us. In fact, his response is always compassion. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God is not an old man with a beard, sitting in angry judgment or apathetic witness in the clouds somewhere above. Exactly what form God exists in is a mystery, and yet we know God is a deeply relational being who astoundingly values that relationship so much that leaving behind the infiniteness of the uncreated realm and entering the finiteness of human existence in order to be close to us was God's deepest desire and joy. Jesus has judged sin and evil in the world to have no place with him. But he judges us with mercy and grace and calls us brothers and sisters. How often do I move through my days with a guilty conscience, an accusing voice of what I've done or failed to do, afraid to be naked before God? As I listen to the passage again, I consider, when was the last time I let God's word pierce me to my core? How deeply have I internalized the love God has for me? I breathe deep, close my eyes, and open my heart to receive. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It's able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4, 12 to 16. Jesus, let your word pierce my soul and give me boldness. Remind me that I am always in your presence, and I have nothing to fear because you see me, you know me, and you love me.